Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruz, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Well, good evening. This is M.H. Scott, I'm your host of the Parent Coaching Parent Network, and we're going to be on air just for a brief time just to share some information with you. Earlier today, had the opportunity to hear a show that was on, aired on ESPN Outside the Line. And that show was very controversial, very interesting in itself, to the point of it caused me to do this special broadcast this evening. Now, the topic of this show is gambling on youth football. Evidently, here in southern Florida, or South Florida, there is an issue going on where you have a number of folks that decided to gamble on the youth football games, anything from Pee Wee all the way up the line. So as a result, that aired on ESPN Outside the Lines earlier today. And it is a piece that came from, I would assume, last fall, where they actually did their report and their investigation. As a result, they decided to air it today. And, you know, listening to a number of callers and folks that has been out there, noticed that this is not the first time that this information was done. But as a result, you know, if you got any questions or you want to give us a call, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. And we'll be on the air just for a brief time, just talking a little bit about that. You know, one of the interesting things that I like to add to it is, what is a parent's responsibility? You know, you as a parent, what is your responsibility to make sure that this is not going on in your area? So something that you need to be aware of, and we talked about it in my last show, you know, some of the things that you need to be aware of, parents, how much do you want to be involved in the development and the future of your child? You know, oftentimes I refer to these young folks as student athletes, but I thought about it and decided to just simply refer to them as your child, because that's what they are. If we look at them from the standpoint of being a student athlete, then we look at them from a standpoint of just being a non-related object. We look at it as being a commodity. We look at it as being property, something of that nature. So I want to start referring to them as your child or our children. So give us a call, callers, if you have anything that you want to talk about. You can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. You know, I heard in my family earlier, Apogee's Radio, they briefly, talked about this very same subject earlier this evening. So if you get a chance, check them out on Blog Talk Radio, Apogee's Radio. And you can listen to them each Sunday evening. They also do a, I believe it's a Wednesday evening show as well as a Friday evening show. So if you get a chance, you got a number of different opportunities to catch them on the radio or affiliates of theirs on the radio. So check them out, Apogee's Radio. They did a show earlier about this very same subject. But what the Parent Coach and Parent Network would like to add to this subject is simply, let's look at it from this standpoint. Think about what attitude or what mindset are you developing in your child as your child is being exposed to this type of environment. You know, if the player on the field is not aware that someone's making a bet on him or her, and let's be realistic, more likely is normally a young boy that's key athlete that everybody's geared up on. Okay, but if a player, if that athlete is not aware that the individual is betting on his performance, then as long as that athlete is not corrupted with that, okay, that's something outside of my area of concern. That's something that should be dealt with from a justice standpoint, law enforcement, whoever wants to get into that, okay? My concern is when it crosses over and now either that player is benefiting, you know, someone slipping him or her a couple $100, $1,000, whatever the case may be, for his or her performance. That is setting a very negative tone and a very negative outlook for life on that student athlete, on our children. Because now they're looking at it from, okay, I'm no longer really playing this game, you know, for the sake of coming out here and having fun and enjoying it because I love the game. I'm all into the sport. Now I'm playing it, you know, because I can make some money. You know, I know a number of student athletes that have gone on to play at high school level, college level, and now quite a few that made it on to the professional level. And in my conversation with all of them, my main focus in our conversation was to continue to play as long as you're having fun. You know, because when you get to the point where you're allowing that dollar to rule your outcome, or you're allowing that dollar to dictate what you're going to do or say next, then you've lost yourself. And if that's what we're promoting as parents to our student athletes, then are we doing them a disservice at an early age? And how far will we let it go? I looked at the young man that was highlighted on Outside the Line this morning. I believe he's been in trouble, had an opportunity, and not the opportunity, but he's been incarcerated. I believe that's impression that they gave. I'm not sure if I heard them actually say that, but I know he's been away for a while now. He's coming back trying to work with his son and playing football. All well, fine and dandy, okay, great thing. Hopefully he stays in there and does something positive with his son. But if he was the same young man that I seen running in a couple of those plays, I am quite sure, had he stayed with his craft and perfected that talent that he had, I am quite sure he probably would have made it to the next level. High school, following high school, on off to college. But since that opportunity was taken away from him and his mindset and attitude was turned around and pushed off into another another direction, then I'm quite sure he missed out on a great opportunity. Again, callers, if you have any questions for us or if you have any concerns or you just want to talk about the conversation today, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Again, this is the Parent Coaching Parent Network. Going back to looking video, and then I also had an opportunity to read some of the comments that was posted on Outside the Line. Very interesting comments, and you had it coming from a couple of different perspectives. Some folks thought there was nothing wrong with it. Some folks said there's nothing wrong with a little harmless betting, things of that nature. At the end of the day, we have to look at it and say, again, what are we doing to our children? How are our children benefiting from it? If they're benefiting from it, the little bit of money that's being exchanged, from the folks that are gambling or the folks that are putting a few dollars in their pocket, if they're benefiting from that, think about how much more they are missing out on. How much more they're actually missing out on by not having the opportunity to go on and go to college. Or when they get to college, what's going to happen? Are they going to take that same mindset on with them to college? Are they going to take that same mindset on with them to the next level if they make it to the professional level? And see, that's where we run into that issue of our young men having so many problems and setting themselves up for failure right off the bat because we are not presenting them with the right tools to better themselves. If we start presenting them with the right tools to better themselves, I'm quite sure that our young men will be better off later on down the line. Well, parents, we're about midway through our little conversation, and so far I haven't seen any callers calling in. I tried to reach out to a number of folks that was on the line program and that had made comments on the line program, and I was hoping that I would get a couple of them to call in. They can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. But again, going back to something else that I was saying. We have the opportunity to help our children out. We have the opportunity to make sure that our children are doing the best that they can possibly do. Will we do that or will we let them down? Will we do that or will we let them down? Earlier, or should I say, the latter part of last week, I sat down and I talked about developing a team, putting a positive team around not only your child, but around yourself to ensure that you understand your requirements of the recruiting process. You understand things that's going to help your child and you mature and be successfully through the program. And if you do that, then you'll find out that you'll be 100%, things will be 100% better. And you want to start that type of thing at an early age. We look at peewee football and things like that and don't take it serious. That's when our child gives us that first glimpse of okay, no, I have the talent, I have a gift, I have something that is going to make me special, okay? You have that first glimpse, you have that sign, you have that indication that your child possesses a skill or a talent or an ability to go on and play at the next level. It's out there, it's possible. Why hinder or why stop their dream based upon a instant gratification of a few dollars that you may receive at a peewee football game? Is that something you really want to do? You know, if you allow that child to develop and that child gets the best out of his or her abilities, and those few dollars that's exchanged at the football game will no longer, wouldn't even be worth trying to count, because your child will be professional that he has the ability to be based upon his given talent, his gift, his skills, his dedication, and all that other kind of stuff. But if we stop that based upon a little bit of instant gratification, you know, somebody funnels a few dollars to us, or somebody gives a few dollars to have our child come play on a particular team, come on. If that's the case, you know, what are we really doing? We're out there selling our child to the highest bidder. So when your child doesn't want to go to that team, or your child gets to that team and realizes that that's not the team you want your child on because your child is mistreated or whatever, then what? You're ready to pull your child off that team. Now what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to refund that individual their money? What are you doing? Are you, you know, we have so many issues in today's society with discrimination and mistreatment and all these other things. If we got these type of things going on in our own community, and I'm talking about the African-American community right now, these type of things are going on in that community, then they should not even waste the time to complain about any discrimination by any law enforcement agency whatsoever. Because they are doing themselves a disservice by things of this nature. You know, again, if you got any questions or you have anything that you want to share with us, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Well, if you didn't get a chance to catch the show this evening, we'll be back on the air again Wednesday at noon, and we'll continue to talk about building and developing a team. Who are some of the key players of your team? Why should you have a team? And what I mean by a team, I mean a team of adults, reasonable adults that have your student athletes' interests in mind. You know, when a decision is made, is he or she really looking at the situation from the standpoint of helping your child develop, or is he or she looking at it from the standpoint of, okay, how can I best benefit from this particular issue? Again, we appreciate you calling in. This has been the Parent Coaching Parent Network. And I think at this point, I'm going to shut down our call. Well, again, haven't received any callers. I would love to have had the opportunity to have a little dialogue with a few folks. But again, this has been M.H. Scott, Parent Coach and Parent Network. Get a chance. You can also comment on anything you heard this evening on our Facebook page under the same name, Parent Coach and Parent Network. All right. So, callers, I'm going to give you a little bit of my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and let him go ahead and move us out.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Right there was from my man, Mr. Keith Wright, currently a student at the University of Harvard playing basketball. I had a pretty good season last year. He almost made it to the tournament. I think Princeton knocked him out at the last minute. But trust me, I think he'll be coming back strong this year and showing what it's all about up there at Harvard. Either way, he will be walking away from there at this time next year, completing his time there and walking away from there with a degree. So that young man, you know, he not only has the opportunity to do something with himself, he has the opportunity to see it from a different side and make his life bigger and better. But, you know, one thing that he talked about in that song real quick was making smart cool. You know, making smart cool, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, nothing wrong with that. He wrote that in about one day when I asked him, hey, put something together for me, Keith. Next thing you know, he came back with the little track. I appreciate it, and I play it on my song as a little dedication. Something he did just for the Parent, Coach and Parent Network. You know, so, again, anytime you want to reach us, you can reach us on Parent Coach and Parent Network. You reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. All right. Well, parents, I think I'm going to state that a few minutes ago. Get ready to shut this thing down. But you get a chance, you can either check us out again. We'll be back on the air noon on Wednesday, or you can reach out to Apogee's Radio. They also doing their fine thing on Apogee's Radio, and they air, I believe it's it was on this evening, Sunday. They'll air again on Wednesday evening, and they'll air again on Friday. So you can't miss them. APOGEEZS, Apogee's Radio. All right. Well, if you had a chance to check out our show page today, we had some interesting stuff up there. Of course, we have the Parents Coach and Parents logo, followed by a round table of men discussing student athletes and, you know, players. After that, we had the logo Apogee's Radio, and then we had a series of conference seats, empty seats, just showing you we should try to avoid. And last but not least, we have, as I like to say, you know, this is the money you could be saving with Parents Coach and Parent Network. You know, the little, I always feel like somebody's watching me. You know, I had that talent and that skill, huh? Don't worry about it. I'll give it to you again. But check that out. You know, if you look at the stack of credit cards, that's what you'll end up paying if you don't decide to get involved and see what it's all about to support your student athletes. It's most important, most important. Matter of fact, you know what? As I'm sitting here and ready to wind down, I just want to throw one other plug out there. You get a chance to check out the Wendy's commercial, and you check out the young man that's standing inside the French fry cart with the young lady. I think he actually, at the opening of it, he feeds her one of the Wendy's French fries. That's one of the fine young men that is a product of the Parent Network. Came straight from this area. The Hampton Roads area in Virginia, and started out doing some great things, moved on, started playing a little basketball, and he is a current student athlete, starting student athlete at High Point University in North Carolina, High Point, North Carolina. He is at High Point University. So you get a chance to check that young man out. His name is Mr. Corey Law. All right. So, on that note, I appreciate everybody coming out this evening. And again, close us out, Keith.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.